Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Let me begin this morning by thanking everyone for their part in comforting the family of Sister Ruth Haskins last week. It is in times like these we come together to help one another get through a difficult moment in our lives. I have been informed that Sister Frances Walls may not be with us much longer. Please continue to lift up her family in prayer. For those who missed it yesterday or didn't have anything to give yesterday, we are collecting money to provide back-to-school supplies for the children in the church the next few Sundays. If you have a child you would like to receive the back-to-school help, give the name of the child and the member or supporter of the church recommending this child to Sister Melanie Eddy. We will be going to Knights of Grove tonight, Mount Moriah tomorrow night, and Flint Ridge and Pageland Wednesday night. So come out and join us if you can. Homecoming and revival is set for Sunday, August the 12th. Through Friday, August 17th. Dr. Robert Sanders and the Piney Grove West congregation will be our guests for homecoming. Reverend Joseph McFarland, pastor of the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Charlotte, South Carolina, will be the guest preacher for the week. Be sure to invite a neighbor, friend, relative, co-worker, or even a stranger to homecoming and or revival. Our mission is to help bring people to Jesus and let Him do the rest. Seeking to do better is one of the keys to salvation. I urge each of you to continuously look for areas in your spiritual life you know you can and should do better, and make every effort to do so. And now, a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Our Day Will Come. The psalmist admonishes us to not allow ourselves to be heated up or fret over what non-believers are doing with their lives. Neither, he says, despise what we have for what they have, which he calls being envious. He insists that their insistence on doing things their way apart from God is only going to lead to their quicken or soon destruction. As the children of God, he knows us better than we know ourselves. And if we delight in Him, He will give us those things that will bring us the most joy and peace, or the desires of our heart. The key is to trust Him to do that and to be patient and allow Him to do it in His time and not ours. The ungodly and evildoers will be cut off, but the meek shall inherit the earth. I invite you to listen to the sermon again and leave a comment. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.